I will now introduce Elder and Sister Clark to you. Kim B. Clark became the 15th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho, in August of 2005. During April 2007 General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Elder Clark was sustained as a member of the Fifth Quorum of the 70. Elder Clark was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, and raised in Spokane, Washington. After serving a mission for the church in Germany, he married his wife, Sue, in 1971. Elder Clark earned bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees in economics from Harvard University. Sister Clark was born in Waterflow, New Mexico. She graduated from Brigham Young University in 1970, where she majored in child development and family relations. In 1978, Elder Clark became a member of the faculty at Harvard Business School, and in 1995, he became the dean of the school. He served in that capacity until his departure to become the president of BYU Idaho. Elder and Sister Clark are the parents of 7 children, and currently they have 12 grandchildren.
I'm really happy to be with you every Tuesday of the semester in devotional, and I thank you for coming today. I'm grateful to have this opportunity to share a few words of welcome and testimony with you. I'd also like to thank the choir for that inspirational music. I'm grateful for those of you who are talented and willing to participate in the musical groups here and participate with us in devotionals. Today I want to share with you my testimony that we are led by a living prophet. I've already shared this testimony with many of you in family home evenings over the last few months. But today I want all of you to hear my testimony in the hopes that it will strengthen your own. I know that President Thomas S. Monson is God's prophet on the earth today. 4 experiences I've had in the past year have strengthened that testimony. Let me share them with you. First, President Monson was ordained and set apart as president of the church on February 3rd last year, just 1 week after President Hinckley passed away. The next day, a press conference was televised from Salt Lake City making that announcement. I watched it with President Clark and others in the executive office here at BYU Idaho. A TV monitor had been set up in the outer office where we could all watch it together. President Monson began with these words, "President Hinckley's passing has affected all of us. We shall miss him. Yet we know that he has left us with a wonderful legacy of love and goodness." While President Monson spoke, I noticed a picture of President Hinckley hanging on the wall, right there beside the TV monitor. As I watched President Monson on the screen, I could also see President Hinckley in the picture. Seeing the two of them together at that moment was significant. The Spirit testified to me that sacred keys had been passed from President Hinckley to President Monson. Second, just 2 weeks after that announcement, Sister Ann Dibb, daughter of President Monson, spoke here at BYU Idaho in devotional. Many who came to devotional that day knew they were coming to hear Sister Dibb of the General Young Women's Organization, but they didn't know she was President Monson's daughter. What a wonderful surprise. It was a blessing to hear the prophet's own daughter testify of his divine calling just 2 weeks after he had become the prophet. In her talk, Sister Dibb shared experiences and stories to illustrate the personal characteristics she admires in her dad. I loved getting to know President Monson through the eyes of his daughter. At the conclusion of her talk, she declared, "I am proud to say my father is a prophet." The Spirit testified to me then that her words were true. Third, President Clark and I attended a BYU Idaho President's Club dinner in Salt Lake City in March last year. President Monson was in attendance. During the dinner, he met and spoke with many of us, and then he addressed the entire group. In his talk that night, he told several stories. I've always loved hearing President Monson's stories in which he recounts his own personal experiences. That night, however, I recognized that his stories were parables specific to the people who were in attendance that night. And I realized that in his life, actually throughout his life, he has lived parables that provide us with knowledge and guidance if we have ears to hear and eyes to see. Fourth, one afternoon last summer at home here in Rexburg, I picked up the Saturday, June 7th church news and read the report of President Monson attending the temple dedication in Curitiba, Brazil. I read the following. After general authorities and temple presidency and their wives participated in the cornerstone ceremony, President Monson looked around and saw a group of children who had been invited to stand on the platform erected for that ceremony. Among them was 6-year-old Lincoln Cordero, who appeared to be very cold. He was wearing a winter coat and a hat with flaps that covered his ears. President Monson invited him to place some mortar in the cornerstone. Lincoln's hat was removed so that his face could be seen in photos and video footage recording that historic event. His head had no hair. President Monson guided Lincoln in placing mortar around the cornerstone and then invited several other people to participate. Then he announced it was time to conclude that part of the ceremony. However, he paused, looked around the crowd of onlookers, and said that there was someone else who needed to participate. He walked around the platform, he looked to his left, and said he wondered who that person might be. He turned to his right. Several dozen people stood on the ground between him and a choir that performed at the outdoor ceremony. He kept looking, saying that he knew that there was one particular person who ought to be invited to place mortar around the cornerstone. Finally, his eyes rested upon a woman. He pointed to her and invited her to come join in the ceremony. Later, President Monson was told that the woman, whom he had never met, was Odeline Cordero, Lincoln's mother. Elder Russell M. Nelson was in attendance that day with President Monson, and I'd like to read a quote from him, quoted by the Church News. Quote, "Of all the people he could have called upon to participate, it was that boy's mother," said Elder Nelson. "That said to me that Heavenly Father is communicating to his prophet and that President Monson is responding. That was not just Thomas S. Monson standing there. That was the prophet responding to a revelation as it flowed from heaven through him to bless that mother who has gone through so much in caring for her son who is so sick. President Monson had no way of knowing who that woman was or that the little boy he called upon has cancer, but the Lord knew." Elder Nelson's testimony confirmed what the Spirit was whispering to me. President Monson is a prophet of God. He is our prophet. I know that he leads and guides us by revelation and by example. It is my prayer that we will sustain President Thomas S. Monson as the prophet by following his counsel and his example. I know that if we do, we will recognize the promptings we receive from heaven to reach out to those the Lord desires to bless through us. I leave you this prayer and my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.